KVML AM-FM Political Forum, live from the Tuolumne County Supervisory Chambers. Tonight's two-hour broadcast is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. Trust in Nate's Tree Service, locally owned and operated. Call 532-2460. Call Faust first, 588-0207. Faust Heating and Air. Now, live from the Tuolumne County Courthouse, here's moderator B.J. Hansen.
And good evening. We're back live in downtown Sonora for Candidates Night, airing on AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML and streaming on MyMotherLode.com. I'm BJ Hansen. It is time for the chance to hear for the candidates for tax collector. And now on the stage this evening, we have Justin Birtwistle and Michelle Ronning. So for introductions, Mr. Birtwistle, 2 minutes to tell us about yourself and while you're running.
Thank you. I'm Justin Birtwistle, certified public accountant, and I'm running for Tuolumne County Treasurer Tax Collector. Many of California's counties have a CPA as their Treasurer Tax Collector because we're accurate. We dig for all the facts before making a decision, and as a profession, we represent the taxpayer. If you have a property tax issue, it just isn't cost-effective to hire a CPA to represent you, so many counties have elected CPAs as their Treasurer Tax Collector. Someone who will follow the law but is on your side. I'm endorsed by our current Treasurer Tax Collector, Shelley Peach, and by our previous Treasurer Tax Collector of 16 years, Del Hodges. My wife, Gretchen, and I were raised here. We moved back here 12 years ago to raise our children here. And I'm running for this office so I can use every opportunity to further strengthen our community. I grew up in a family where my parents directly cared for a large portion of Tuolumne County. Deep down, this feels like what I was meant to do. This is my opportunity to help the people of our county. Tuolumne County is full of hardworking people with ideas and dreams. I want to make sure that the government continues to do its best to be able to provide its citizens with the resources to build their nests here without taking away their nest eggs. I'll listen to each taxpayer's concerns and make sure each voice is heard. As Treasurer Tax Collector for Tuolumne County, I will ensure the proper safeguarding of your tax dollars and will make certain that the services provided to you are always convenient, courteous, understandable, and transparent.
Thank you. And Ms. Ronning.
Good evening, and thank you for having me. My name is Michelle Ronning. I live in Groveland with my husband of 7 years. I was born and raised in San Jose and moved to Tuolumne County in 2006. I began working for the county in 2013 as the Revenue Recovery Manager in the Treasurer Tax Collector's Office. My work history includes being the assistant to the controller at San Jose Harley-Davidson, the California District Manager at a coffee roasting and wholesale company, and for 6 years, I held an accounting position at Pine Mountain Lake Association. My education includes a master's degree in business administration and management and strategy, as well as a bachelor's degree in accounting. I have decided to become a candidate for this position because I want to be able to continue to serve our community, and I believe that my office experience and education will be beneficial to the county. This office oversees three divisions, the Treasury, the Tax, and the Office of Revenue Recovery. I am confident that I am the right person for this role because for the past 5 years, I have been trained in all aspects of these three departments. I am responsible for making sure that operations run smoothly and that decisions are made that affect the departments in the absence of the Treasurer Tax Collector. During my time as a Revenue Recovery Manager, my team and I have increased department revenues year over year and found ways to streamline processes which have helped to reduce expenses and assist our customers in a timelier manner. During these tough budgetary times, when the county is looking at service cuts and furloughs, if elected, my top priority will be to eliminate the training gap that exists between the departments by cross-training all staff members. This will provide additional resources for each of our departments, which will balance out workload, maintain our revenue and collections, and ensure greater customer service to you. Thank you.
Thank you. And we'll start our questions first with Ms. Ronning. Tax collector is not a position where you're passing laws about marijuana or development projects like some of the positions races we heard earlier. So more general, you know, what specifically in your background relates well and makes you a good fit for this position?
I have been working in this department since 2013. I put on three hats each day. I answer the phones, help customers at the front counter for the tax department. The treasury, I work in the treasury. I help make bank deposits, bank reconciliations. And this office, which many people don't know, oversees the Office of Revenue Recovery, which I manage. And I have experience in collections, and we collect for the court, the city of Sonora, and we're the central collections for the county.
And thank you. And Mr. Birtwistle, same question.
So, well, I'm a certified public accountant. Many California counties have elected certified public accountants for their treasurer tax collectors because they represent the taxpayer. They learn quickly, and I'm going to be, if elected, I'll be trained by Shelley Peach. I'm running for this office because I have a special skill set that allow me to break down barriers between the government and the community. And I want to make sure communications are convenient, top-notch. I want to see that the department resources are focused on areas with the greatest potential for collectability while avoiding routine punitive actions where ineffective or sales of homes where there might be other options.
Thank you. And Mr. Birtwistle, we'll start with you for the next question, the new question. Besides the obvious role of collecting taxes, the tax collector is often speaking before Board of Supervisors, sometimes out in the community. You know, what do you see personally as kind of the general role of the elected tax collector?
Well, as Michelle mentioned, there's three divisions. There's the Treasury, the tax collector, and the Office of Revenue Recovery. So basically oversee the department and keep charge of the county's revenues, county's funds, and while the at any time when you don't need to you aren't paying bills, the county isn't paying bills currently, you keep the money invested and earning investment returns. Let's see. I have extensive accounting experience with all types of investments and their earnings. There's some strict laws that define what investments California local governments can participate in.
Thank you. And Ms. Ronning.
Yes, the question, besides the obvious role of collecting taxes, tax collectors often speaking before the Board of Supervisors, often out in the community, what do you see the role of the elected tax collector?
Well, this role oversees those three divisions. They're also part of the Finance Committee, and it goes in front of the board all the time to update the investment policies and works with other department heads to make sure that everything runs smoothly. We have to ensure that there's cash flow, and we work with the auditors department with that as well.
Thank you. Both of you would be a new member into that position as the incumbent Shelley Peach is not running. Do you feel that the tax collector's office is currently running efficiently, or are there changes that you would make personally? We'll start with Ms. Ronning.
I actually feel that our office runs very efficiently. We just had the new taxes software installed. We're still learning that. We recently moved the treasury from the front of the admin entrance into a more secure location where the Office of Revenue Recovery is. For the Office of Revenue Recovery, we have been streamlining our processes, and we've shortened the wait times. We've increased revenues because of these streamlined processes, and the only thing that I would really work on changing now is cross-training. We need to cross-train between the Office of Revenue Recovery and the Tax Department staff.
Thank you. And Mr. Birtwistle.
As I understand it, the Tax Collector's Office currently provides excellent customer service, subject to budget constraints. I'll continue to advocate for personal service and maintain a convenient website, keep it up to date with technology, And I'll listen to the public's needs and wants and see what I can improve upon. They're currently working on implementing the transient occupancy tax for the websites where you could Airbnb. They just got recently. Tuolumne County is one of the two first counties in California that was able to collect TOT from Airbnb, and now they're working on the next steps. And wherever they leave off, I'd like to take over, and then I want to find out what our Tuolumne County taxpayers' current concerns.
Thank you. And now we will end with a time for closing comments, a chance to talk about anything that wasn't brought up or questions brought up earlier, and a time to give your final pitch to the voters. So you have up to 3 minutes. We'll start first with Mr. Burt Whistle.
I feel our county's future is secure due to the many uses and attractions of its natural resources. I'll always be looking for long-term plans. For 16 years, I've been representing and assisting taxpayers. If elected, I'll build upon the successes of our past treasurer tax collectors, keep informed of new opportunities, and promote existing programs, such as a property tax postponement program for qualifying seniors. If elected, Shelley Peach will be my mentor. I will be prepared to serve you and respectfully ask for your vote.
Thank you. And Ms. Ronning.
Thank you. I want to close out tonight by saying that I will be ready for this position on day one. I know what it takes to run all three of these departments. I understand the strengths and the challenges that we are going to face. I have the office experience. I understand county policies and procedures. I have 18 years in management roles, and I have the education needed to lead. So a vote for me will mean a smooth transition into the next administration. I will be committed to fulfilling the obligations and responsibilities of this office and promote efficiency and transparency with an unwavering commitment to customer service. To learn more about me and my experience, I invite you to visit my website, michelleronning.com. I would appreciate your vote, and thank you for your time tonight.
Again, thank you both candidates for tax collector, Justin Burtwhistle and Michelle Ronning. And that will put a wrap on tonight's candidates forum. A reminder, the election is coming up, the primary on June 5th. The last day to register to vote is May 21st. I want to thank our engineer, Paul Shin, who's with us this evening, Mark Trupner back at the studio. I'm BJ Hansen. I've been your moderator. If you missed tonight's forum, we do plan to archive it in the multimedia section of mymotherlode.com, so you can go back and listen anytime. Good night.